Every woman who enters the sea carries a coffin on her back, she warned the gathering. In this world, in the undersea world, we tow the burdens of a hard life. We are crossing between life and death every day. When we go to the sea, we share the work and the danger, Mother added. We harvest together, sort together, and sell together, because the sea itself is communal. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and those traditional words are spoken by the leader of the diving collective in the book The Island of the Sea Women by Lisa C. As the story begins, it's 1938, and 15-year-old Young Suk lives with her parents and siblings in a small stone house on the island of Jeju, South Korea. When she is not learning to dive with her mother, she helps to scratch out sweet potatoes in the earth. It is there she first meets her best friend, Mi-Ja. The story follows Mi-Ja and Young Suk through many decades as they begin working in the sea with their village's all-female diving collective. This is the story of a unique culture, where the women are in charge, engaging in dangerous physical work, and the men take care of the children. The women dive in 50-degree water to collect seaweed, algae, crabs, abalone, and octopus. Women die when caught below the water, are washed out with a strong current, or killed by the octopus they hunt. They dive even when pregnant and often give birth on the boat they rowed out to the day's fishing territory. If you're interested in reading a unique story about women's friendships, then you must read The Island of Sea Women by Lisa C. I'm Betty Martin. For more of my must-reads, visit krcu.org.